in the first five verses. Proverbs 6, 1 through 5, these are God's words. My son, if you become surety for your friend, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, and deliver yourself. For you have come into the hand of your friend. Go and humble yourself. Plead with your friend. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. The Lord tells us everywhere in Scripture not to be hasty with our words, especially not to make vows rashly. When we make a rash vow, the vowing itself is a sin. And often we make a rash vow that hurts us. The righteous man, if he has sworn to something that itself is not sinful, even if he has sworn to his own hurt, he has to do it. That's one of the reasons why he says here, you have to come and ask to be released. You can't just say, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And then, of course, if you've made a rash vow to sin, the vowing was a sin, and it's not righteous to keep it and sin again. But there's no, if it's wrong to make a rash vow, and if it's wrong to promise to do something that you can't keep yourself, then it's wrong to make a promise on behalf of someone else, because you can't keep their end of the bargain. Vows are designed as worship before God, in which He witnesses the solemn promises that we make to others. This is one of the reasons why church vows are elements of public worship, as they are done before God as king and judge, priest and prophet, and the Lord Jesus in particular as priest and prophet to us. So we are not to make a vow on behalf of others. It is wrong to make yourself the guarantee of your friend keeping his promise, let alone a stranger in the second half of verse 1. And not only does this passage say don't do it, it says if you realize you have done it, do everything you can to correct the situation. Don't say, oh, well, I made a mistake, and now I am functioning in a sinful way on the basis of that mistake. I'll just try not to make it again. No, if the mistake that you made puts you in a situation where you are continuing to function in a foolish way or a sinful way, self-harming way, then you should do what you can to undo the mistake that you made. One of the things that becoming the surety for the friend or shaking hands and pledge for a stranger does is it binds you to have yourself and your resources, your service, to be devoted on behalf of whoever you have become the guarantee for, which means you are less free to serve the Lord, and you are less free to serve your wife, or your family, your husband, your household. You're less free to serve the church. And so we must be careful about vowing anything, let alone making ourselves the guarantee for someone else. And so we ought to be grateful to God, because our emotions can often play tricks on our mind. You get someone who can't be their own guarantee, and they're desperately want to be able to borrow whatever it is that they want to borrow, and you can feel badly for them about the situation, and it's very easy to think, oh, I'm just doing a kindness to them. And so God in his mercy comes, and he speaks clearly. He says, no, you're not doing a kindness to them. You're harming yourself and putting yourself in a dangerous position before God and men. There are many times when we want to do something for someone that we think is a kindness. But the fact of the matter is, it's foolish, it's offensive to God. It doesn't actually do good to the person that we think we're doing good to. And it does actually do positive harm to us. So watch out for that, becoming the guarantee for someone else's promise. The one who backs up their work. Don't become the backup for someone else's work. Now let's ask the Lord to give us wisdom that we would be able to recognize these situations when they should arise in our life. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would bless this portion of your word to us, that your Spirit would write its truth upon our hearts, and that your Spirit would give us wisdom and insight into situations, that we would realize when we are at risk of making ourselves the backup or the guarantee for someone else's promise, and that we would have clarity to see that, and courage and conviction to refuse. And then, O Lord, when you do bring to our attention that we have done it, we pray that you would give us zeal and diligence to obey the instructions given here. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.